Everything was difficult. He had already gone through the unnerving experience of showering in a stall that actually adjoined the bedroom. It was the height of luxury in a way, yet on the other hand, it seemed an unsanitary arrangement. He said abruptly, "How is the light put out?" The headboard of the bed gleamed with a soft light. Perhaps that was to facilitate book viewing before sleeping, but Bailey was in no mood for that. "It will be taken care of once you're in bed, if you compose yourself for sleep."
"The robots watch, do they?"
"It is their job."
"Jehoshaphat, what do these Solarians do for themselves?" Bailey muttered. "I wonder now why a robot didn't scrub my back in the shower."
With no trace of humor, Daniil said, "One would have, had you required it. As for the Solarians, they do what they choose. No robot performs his duty if ordered not to, except, of course, where the performance is necessary to the well-being of the human."
"Well, good night, Daniil."
"I will be in another bedroom, partner Elijah. If at any time during the night you need anything..."
"I know. The robots will come."
"There is a contact patch on the side table. You have only to touch it. I will come too." Sleep eluded Bailey. He kept picturing the house he was in, balanced precariously at the outer skin of the world, with emptiness waiting just outside like a monster. On Earth, his apartment, his snug, comfortable, crowded apartment, sat nestled beneath many others. There were dozens of levels and thousands of people between himself and the rim of Earth. Even on Earth, he tried to tell himself, there were people on the topmost level. They would be immediately adjacent to the outside. Sure, but that's what made those apartments low rent. Then he thought of Jesse, 1,000 light years away. He wanted terribly to get out of bed right now, dress and walk to her. His thoughts grew mistier. If there were only a tunnel. A nice, safe tunnel burrowing its way through safe, solid rock and metal from Solaria to Earth, he would walk and walk and walk. He would walk back to Earth, back to Jesse, back to comfort and security. Security. Bailey's eyes opened. His arms grew rigid, and he rose up on his elbow, scarcely aware that he was doing so. Security. This man, Hannes Gruer, was head of Solarian security. So Daniil had said. What did security mean? If it meant the same as it meant on Earth, and surely it must, this man Gruer was responsible for the protection of Solaria against invasion from without and subversion from within.